Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel carried out airstrikes overnight in the Gaza Strip, including one early Thursday the Israeli military said killed the head of Islamic Jihad's rocket squad. The strikes came amid a multi-day burst of violence with Israeli raids in the West Bank and cross-border rocket fire from Palestinian militants. Officials from both sides said Egypt was working to broker a ceasefire. The violence has left at least 23 Palestinians dead since Tuesday, including three senior Islamic Jihad commanders and 10 civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address late Wednesday that no Israelis had been injured. Netanyahu said his forces had dealt a harsh blow to the militants, but that Israel's operation was not over. Fighting in Sudan's capital worsened Wednesday as witnesses reported airstrikes, rocket-propelled grenades, and gunfire in several neighborhoods. The Sudanese army struck targets in Khartoum and its two sister cities, Omdurman and Bari, for the second day as it tries to dislodge the paramilitary rapid support forces that have dug into the residential areas it has held since fighting began in mid-April. Meanwhile, several days of fighting between tribes in southern Sudan has raised fears that the conflict could spread. In a live CNN town hall Wednesday night, former U.S. President Donald Trump did not offer much detail on his view of the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Asked about Russia's invasion, the former president repeated his praise of Russian President Vladimir Putin, calling him a smart guy, but saying he'd made a bad mistake to invade Ukraine. Trump claimed without evidence or explanation that the invasion would never have happened had he still been president. He didn't answer when asked whether he'd continue to send U.S. aid to Ukraine. As for who he wants to win the war.